From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Raid in southeast Turkey leaves 9 militants dead. A raid on an Islamic State cell in southeastern Turkey left 2 Turkish police officers and 9 militants dead on Monday as authorities pressed their effort to combat the extremists based across the border in Syria. Monday's firefight happened in the mainly Kurdish city of Diyarbakir, where police raided multiple houses. Security officials said 4 police officers were injured and 3 militants were captured. Turkish authorities have blamed the Islamic State group for a double suicide bombing in Turkey's capital of Ankara earlier this month that killed more than 100 people. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told a Russian parliamentary delegation in Damascus on Sunday his country must first eliminate the terrorist threat as a way to reach a political solution to his country's nearly 5-year civil war. Analyst Joseph Olmert of the University of South Carolina says this is nothing new.
He refers to all the opposition in Syria, which is most of the Syrian people, as terrorists. And of course, he uses the word because he wants to justify through the use of the word terrorist all the harsh measures that his regime is taking against the Syrian people.
A member of the Russian delegation said Mr. Assad is prepared to take part in a new presidential election if that's what the Syrian people want. Mr. Assad was just reelected last year to a 3rd 7-year term. In Libya, the bodies of at least 14 people were recovered on shore near Alkholms, east of Tripoli. More than 20 bodies were discovered on Saturday. Reports indicate most, if not all, were African, apparently trying to make the dangerous sea journey to Europe. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.